Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury?
The special counsel in President Biden's classified documents case faces attacks from both sides.
You did disparage the president.
President Trump and President Biden handled their classified materials differently, wouldn't you say?
The takeaways from the hours-long contentious testimony, as the hearing room seems more like the campaign trail in the race for president.
Did you reach a conclusion that this man was outright innocent?
That conclusion is not reflected in my report, sir.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with that firestorm on Capitol Hill. The former special counsel, Robert Hur, testifying about his investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. The special counsel was defiant, standing by his conclusion that no charges were warranted. You may recall, though, it was his final report that angered the White House. The report included personal assessments about the president's age and memory, mentioning his son, Beau's death. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle used the hearing to score political points ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Republicans blasted her for not charging Biden with the crime, while Democrats aimed to point out the differences between the current president and Donald Trump, who is facing charges for mishandling classified documents, saying Trump obstructed all investigations. The White House views the matter as over and said the case is closed. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is going to start us off tonight from the White House.
I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly.
Former special counsel Robert Hur's public grilling today at times looked more like a proxy fight for the White House. Republicans raised questions about President Biden's mental fitness.
What I'm trying to figure out is whether or not Biden's lying because he's still so senile.
While Democrats aired unflattering footage of former President Donald Trump.
An ominous.
Hur defended his report and its contention that the president was a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
My task was to determine whether the president retained or disclosed national defense information willfully. I could not make that determination without assessing the president's state of mind.
Democrats said he went too far.
Mr. Hur, you cannot tell me you're so naive as to think your words would not have created a political firestorm. You understood that, didn't you, when you wrote those words?
Congressman, politics played no part whatsoever in my investigative steps.
Hur questioned the president for 5 hours over 2 days in October and wrote that the president forgot key dates, like when his son, Beau, died. But a 258-page transcript of the interview released today shows the president remembered the month and day, May 30th, just not the year. After the report was released last month, the president blasted Hur.
There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that?
Today, Hur explained.
The need to show my work was especially strong here. The Attorney General had appointed me to investigate the actions of the Attorney General's boss, the sitting President of the United States.
Several Republicans accused her of letting the president off easy.
All I have to do when I'm caught taking home classified materials to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Herbert, but I'm getting old. My memory's not so great.
In the hearing, Democrats also repeatedly called out the differences between the Biden and Trump documents cases. The current president had roughly 80 documents in his possession, while the former president had more than 300. Herr had also acknowledged in his report that there are major differences in the cases. Nora?
And O'Keefe, thank you. Tonight, Alaska Airlines is defending its decision to keep that plane the door panel blew off of mid-flight in service. It was scheduled to come in for a maintenance check that night after warning lights on the Boeing 737 MAX indicated problems with the plane's pressurization system. Alaska Airlines telling CBS News just moments ago it remains confident in its maintenance and safety actions. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports this comes as we're learning new details about an audit that found dozens of issues in Boeing's manufacturing process.
After the dramatic mid-air blowout of a door panel in January, the FAA launched an audit of Boeing's 737 production process. Boeing failed 33 of 89 sections, including one dealing with the same type of door panel. The FAA also found 97 incidents of alleged noncompliance. The most common was failing to follow Boeing's own standards and practices. The audit comes as Boeing admitted to lawmakers last week it cannot find paperwork documenting repairs performed on that Alaska Airlines door panel, saying it is likely that it was never created. The NTSB investigation indicates the bolts holding that door in place were not reinstalled.
We will continue to increase our oversight to make sure the planes that are getting their airworthiness certificates are safe airplanes.
Is not having the paperwork on we took a door off and put it back on not enough of a red flag?
It is one of the factors that we're considering as we formulate a plan to get the quality assurance where it needs to be. There should be paperwork for that.
FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker.
It wasn't just paperwork issues. Sometimes it's order that work is done. Sometimes it's tool management. So it's really plant floor hygiene, if you will, and a variety of issues of that nature.
As first reported by the New York Times, FAA also looked at supplier Spirit AeroSystems, which makes the body of the 737 MAX. The company failed 7 of 13 sections of that audit. Inspectors flagged workers using a hotel key card to check a door seal and Dawn dish soap as a lubricant.
Spirit tells CBS News it's working to address and incorporate lessons learned from the audit. Boeing today announced a series of changes it's making to improve its quality processes because of these findings, Nora.
Chris, I also want to ask you about this Boeing whistleblower that was found dead in his car. What do we know about that?
Yeah, John Barnett was set to sit for a deposition in a defamation case he had brought against Boeing when he was found dead in his truck. The coroner in South Carolina says it appears to be due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound. His attorneys are calling on the local police to fully investigate what happened, Nora.
All right, Chris Van Cleve, thank you very much. A powerful explosion felt and heard for miles obliterated a home today in a small community northwest of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A man and a woman were killed. Video from the scene, look at this, shows the house was blasted down to its foundation. Investigators say the home had a private gas well and propane tanks, but the cause of the explosion is under investigation. President Biden offered his condolences today to the family of an American Israeli soldier who is now confirmed dead. That's according to Israeli officials. The president had met with the family of Itai Hen at the White House in December and said today no one should have to endure even one day of what they've gone through. We get more now from CBS's Chris Livesay in Jerusalem.
Itai Hen was only 19, a life cut short by the Hamas massacre of October 7 when he was serving in an Israeli tank unit. The Israeli-American was long thought to have been taken alive by Hamas among more than 240 hostages. Earlier in the war, CBS News spoke to the parents, his father Ruby carrying an hourglass to remind the world that time was running out.
I'm just a mom that wants her son back home where he belongs.
The most frustrating question that you could ask yourself when you are exhausted and before you fall asleep, you ask yourself, have I been productive? Have I moved my son's release an inch forward?
They became outspoken activists, pressuring Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal, and leaders around the world not to forget those trapped in Hamas's tunnels.
Do whatever they can to bring our loved ones back home.
Today, Israel announced new intelligence revealed only their son's body had been taken hostage, killed on October 7th. An emotional national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, recalled conversations with his family.
This hits hard for us, this news.
That leaves five Americans still presumed alive among 134 hostages in Gaza. Itai Hen's bereaved parents say they will continue to fight for their return.
They're also fighting to get their son's body back. It's still considered a hostage, as well as a Hamas bargaining chip. His parents say they won't hold a funeral for Itai until they get it back. Nora?
We are thinking of them, Chris Livesay. Thank you. U.S. Central Command and the Royal Jordanian Air Force conducted another round of humanitarian airdrops over Gaza this afternoon to provide food to civilians. Soon there will be a floating pier to help get that aid into Gaza. CBS's David Martin got a firsthand look at the ships and the troops who will build it.
Once more, families say goodbye as U.S. troops depart for the Middle East, this time to deliver relief supplies to Gaza. President Biden has said there will be no American boots on the ground, but there will be hundreds on the water.
The need in Gaza is dire and it is urgent. But this base in Virginia is more than 6,000 miles away, and these ships are not built for speed. And how long before you start delivering food?
Sir, we're estimating 60 days.
Brigadier General Brad Hinson says the Army would build a floating dock off the coast of Gaza and a causeway connecting to the shore. Civilian ships would haul aid from Cyprus to the floating dock, where it would be picked up by Army watercraft, ferried to the causeway, and driven ashore. Tempting targets for enemies.
We are looking at all the protection capabilities that the Army has and that the joint military has in order to protect all of our assets.
Without interference, the Army could bring in 2 million meals a day, more in one day than all the U.S. airdrops so far. But still not enough to undo devastation left by Israel's use of American-supplied weapons during its invasion of Gaza. Dave Harden is former USAID mission director for Gaza.
There are 6.6 million meals that are required. 2 million meals a day would help really kind of blunt the most horrific famine risk.
Think of what we're seeing, Nora. The same military that is sending the weapons Israel is using to bomb Gaza is also sending ships to keep the people of Gaza from starving. Nora?
You've put your finger on it. That is the problem. David Martin, thank you. The embattled prime minister of Haiti bowed to international pressure today and agreed to step down. Violent street gangs have thrown the country into chaos, demanding his resignation. And now U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Caribbean officials are calling for new elections. CBS's Christian Benavides reports tonight from Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic, which is shut down to fleeing Haitians.
This was the desperation playing out at the border today. This woman collapsed as she was being taken off this overcrowded immigration truck. She was among a group of Haitian citizens who were being deported back to Haiti. We rode along with Haitian American Dana Josephs, who helped rush her to a hospital.
She really sick. They were going on talk on the phone. I said, hey, it doesn't work like that, guys.
Just hours after them battled, Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced he was stepping down, the streets of Port-au-Prince appeared calm today. Henry, who has been stuck in Puerto Rico, lost support after Secretary Antony Blinken met with Caribbean leaders in an emergency meeting Monday. They announced they will help form a special council to pick Haiti's new leader. For months, the country has been rocked by gang violence. Their leader, Jimmy Barbecue Jerizier, says the country will remain in chaos if the people are left out of the process. We Haitians have to decide who is going to lead the country, he says, and what model of government we want. The turmoil has killed nearly 1,200 people and injured 700.
forcing the State Department to evacuate non-essential personnel. But for Americans like missionary Jill Dolan, she has no way out.
We've contacted agencies to extract us. They have just said it's way too dangerous where you are. You have to stay put.
Today it was announced that Kenyan troops would not deploy to Haiti until a new government is in place. And Nora, those scenes that we saw play out here today, well, people tell us that they're playing out here every single day since the crisis started. Nora?
Christian Benavides, thank you. The police chief of Uvalde, Texas, announced his resignation today. Chief Daniel Rodriguez was on vacation nearly 2 years ago when 19 children and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting. His resignation comes less than a week after a report ordered by the city defended the police response to the shooting when hundreds of officers from multiple agencies waited 77 minutes to confront the gunman. Several officers have resigned or been terminated, but none have faced criminal charges. Now to the surprising turn in a notorious murder case that gripped the nation nearly 20 years after being convicted of killing his wife and their unborn child. Scott Peterson was back in court today seeking a new trial. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports why Peterson's new legal team believes he may be innocent.
Can you both see and hear the proceedings, sir?
Yes, sir, I can. Thank you.
Scott Peterson appeared with his hair pulled back in a ponytail. The 51-year-old convicted of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey, is getting a new legal lifeline. The LA Innocence Project has requested advanced, up-to-date testing on DNA evidence, including a glove and a hammer left at the scene of a nearby break-in.
Detectives discovered there had been a burglary right here, just across the street from the Peterson home. One witness told police she believed that burglary happened the same morning Lacey disappeared.
Mark Garagos was Peterson's original defense attorney nearly 20 years ago.
There was absolutely no forensic or circumstantial evidence to show when it happened, where it happened, how it happened.
Attorneys also want to test a bloody mattress found in a burned-out van around the same time. Lacey Peterson was 8 months pregnant when she disappeared on Christmas Eve in 2002. Her body and that of her unborn son were pulled from the San Francisco Bay 4 months later. Peterson, who told authorities he was fishing the day his wife vanished, was convicted and sentenced to death. He was later resentenced to life without parole.
I do think that there's evidence that will exonerate Scott out there. I just don't know that necessarily it's been found yet or that it's been revealed yet.
An acquittal is a long shot. Police ruled out those burglars as suspects years ago, and that mattress was last tested back in 2019, Nora.
Jonathan Migliotti, thank you. The victim of a rare crocodile attack in Florida is speaking out about his ordeal. That's next.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, two harrowing stories about two men in Florida attacked by an alligator and a crocodile on the same day. One of them tells CBS News it was his faith that saved him. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Right now, I feel good because I'm alive.
Rodrigo Constantine says when his new sailboat capsized in Florida's Everglades National Park on Sunday, he felt something bite him.
I knew that my leg was stuck. So I put my hands and you see his mouth. He was a long mouth.
Adult male bit by an alligator.
I'm sorry, did you repeat it? An adult male bit by an alligator?
That's affirmative.
It was actually a rare American crocodile.
I don't have the strength to open his mouth. He just opened the mouth, and I can release my leg.
The 68-year-old says he escaped within seconds by swimming to the dock. A helicopter rushed him to a nearby hospital, where he was treated for a leg wound. Constein says his faith saved him. Also on Sunday in Leesburg, Florida, another attack. A 9-foot alligator bit a man in Orlando on Sunday while he was fishing on a lake, taking his hand. He was also airlifted.
Why is this kind of attack so rare?
Crocodiles are naturally pretty shy and reclusive in nature, and there also just aren't as many of them as there are alligators in Florida.
Roxana Saberi, CBS News, New York.
Big news about Babies R Us. That's next. Babies R Us is bouncing back nearly 7 years after its former parent company, Toys R Us, filed for bankruptcy. Starting this summer, the new Babies R Us will be opening shops inside about 200 Kohl's stores across the country. Kohl's says customers will also be able to register and shop for an assortment of baby products online. Kohl's says the move is part of its push to get younger shoppers in its stores. Heart of America is next with a story about dedication and kindness that delivers in every way.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America meets 68-year-old Bill Kitfield, a now retired mail carrier who delivered kindness in his small Connecticut neighborhood for nearly four decades. Bill worked several small part-time jobs out of college before finding a career that he could put his stamp on. During his time at the U.S. Postal Service, he befriended every person and furry friend along his route, cracking the code to the mailman-dog relationship.
Anytime I met a dog, I tried to make friends, and dogs have pretty good memories.
Well, after 38 years, Bill was ready to hang up his mailbag, but not before his beloved residents threw him a retirement party as a thank you for his service and dedication to them and their four-legged friends. And what's Bill's plan for retirement? He said, quote, I'm going to play some bad golf and bowl. Well, congratulations, Bill Kitfield, tonight's Heart of America. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.